Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 83 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from the ISTE conference in Chicago. And I just came away from the Kahoot booth with Steve and Steve. And so we've got Steve Sherman from Cape Town, South Africa, and we've got, pronounce your last name, Steve.
Auslander.
Steve Auslander from Indiana. Where specifically in Indiana again?
I live in Carmel.
In Carmel, okay, which is like Indianapolis suburb. And so these guys were talking about something that I think is super, super cool that I haven't seen a whole lot of people do. And it's this neat kind of like combination of doing a Kahoot game with a video call, and they were calling it a connected Kahoot. So, Steve, do you want to take it real quick and just tell us kind of like the general idea of what it is?
Absolutely. So what we do is we use Skype or Google Hangout or Zoom or any of those webcam tools that allow you to do a screen sharing.
Yeah.
And you start a call, and then once everyone's on the call, you share your screen and you pull up the Kahoot game. And then everyone who is on the call can see the game pin and can play the game at the same time.
Yeah. That's cool. So you could have, I mean, your class could potentially have, you know, one or two or three or four, however many other classes that are joined on the video call, and that allows them to all play the Kahoot game at the same time. So basically you've got, you know, multiple classes from around the world potentially playing a Kahoot game at once, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, with the free Skype account, I believe you can have up to almost 30 participants at the same time. With Google Hangout, I think it's more like eight or nine.
Yeah,
eight?
Nine.
Nine, yeah. For the free version. Yeah. So yeah, and you know, we do this often, and you can do it for a content area. You can find several fifth grade teachers doing the same math unit, and it shows the kids that it's relevant. It's not just your class.
Yeah.
You can do it for pop culture. Steve and I have done global pop culture Kahoots as well.
That's cool. And so Steve, now we're gonna switch over to Steve Sherman. And so tell us about, like, what do the kids get out of this? Why is this such a cool thing?
Well, I mean, if you take content and you gamify it,
right,
they don't see it as learning, they just see it as playing and having fun.
Right.
And let me tell you that the stuff that the kids have done in these Kahoots, they remember everything, and it's not a formal session, so they retain all the knowledge, and they see it because when you remember things and you associate that with a fun feeling of excitement, that emotional attachment, it actually solidifies the memory part and puts it from short-term to long-term.
Wow. And whenever you're able to do this with other students from another part of the world or another part of your own country or whatever, you know, talk about that experience and what that's done for students you've worked with.
I think it's so important to find out that the rest of the world doesn't like Justin Bieber just as much as we do.
Right?
But I mean, what we have discovered is that we have so much in common.
Yes.
And I think that you can't hate someone when you know them.
Yeah.
And I think this is important, that, you know, it's not just about Kahoot, it's about bringing people together and allowing them a chance to learn from each other and learn with each other.
Yeah.
And that is a magnificent experience.
Yeah. And so whenever you're able to do this, you play the Kahoot game together, but you spend some time with each other, like after the game or before the game too?
Correct. There's a lot of camaraderie. I mean, we are often in discussion, what kind of questions should we ask? And there's just so much similarity between the two of us. And then, of course, after the game, there's a little bit of what we call, I'm just trying to think of the nice way of putting it, where two different countries might have some trash talking, but no, we won't call it trash talk, but we like to, you know,
with each other.
We have a little bit of fun afterwards, and that kind of rivalry is done with good humor, and we maintain that for every future game that we have as well.
Yeah, is that about right, Steve?
Yeah, and so Steve and I, we both had a connected Kahoot this summer, and at the very end, our classes did a international floss off. So the floss being the dance that kids, they all know, and it's proof that they know it all over the world.
Yeah.
Cape Town, Indiana, it doesn't matter. all kids know how to floss.
Right, yeah.
And then again, like what Steve said, it's hard to hate somebody when you realize how much you have in common.
Yes, yeah.
And it shows that we have more in common than we do have differences.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so cool that just something as simple as a Kahoot game can bring kids together like that. That's great. Yeah. Real quick, Steve Sherman, where can people find you if they want to get in contact with you?
So we're on the internet on livingmaths.com.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, Living Maths. And on Twitter, at Living Maths.
Living Maths, so it's like L-I-V-I-N-G, like Living Maths.
Because we make maths come alive.
Right, right, I love that. That's great. And Steve?
You can find me on Twitter, at S. Auslander. That's S-A-U-S-L-A-N-D-E-R.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for giving us some time. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.